Good morning, everybody. How are you? This is Sarah. She's new today. She's come to join us.
Sarah.
Everybody say hi.
Good morning.
There we go. Well, guess what time of year it is now?
Christmas?
Nope. Nope.
Oh. Pumpkin
pie. Guess again.
Oh.
Guess again.
Summer.
It's almost back to school time. I can see everybody out there going, yay! And everybody up here going, yeah. Raven informed me yesterday that Fairfield schools start Wednesday. Yay! And Katie goes back in about a week. Nicole, are you going to school? Yep. So it's back to school time. Well, guess what? It's back to school time for me, too, because I go all year long, every single day. I go to school. I haven't learned a thing, darn it. But classes start again at UC on the 26th, which is a week from tomorrow. However, this past week is when all the teachers had to come back. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about my week. You don't want to know. Tell me. Trust me. But on Wednesday, I had to do all this stuff to get ready for the teachers to come back. I had to shut my door and block out everything else because it was crazy. But on Thursday, they all arrived, all of the new teachers, and we had a bunch this year. So all the new teachers arrived not knowing a thing. So we played a little game. Because, you know, when you meet somebody new, like Sarah here, it's nice to know a little bit about them. So we played this little game with them, and I'm going to play it with you this morning. So I want you to come down here. Everybody stand right here. Now, you see this red line?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to ask you some questions. And if you're on one side, you're going to stand over here.
My baby.
If you'd like something, then the other side, you're going to stand over here. So I will show you how it works. We're going to start with an easy one. Everybody stand up here real quick and say, if you like vanilla ice cream or chocolate ice cream. If you like vanilla, stand on this side. And if you like chocolate, stand over here on this side.
Like them both.
Which one do you like best?
Put one foot on one side.
I'm chocolate. You know, everybody... Well, that's different. Okay, everybody step back. Let's try this again. Okay, it's kind of sports season now, so if you like football best, stand over here. If you like baseball best, stand over here. If you like either one of them, just stand up there on the stage. Football, baseball, nothing.
She likes soccer. She didn't say soccer, did she?
Okay. Let's try one more.
I don't really like any of
them. Let's see.
So I just have to pick one.
Let's try one more. I know, I got one. If you like to follow Jesus, stand on this side. And if you don't, stand over here. What we learned here is that we don't all have the same likes and dislikes. Thank you. Some of us like football. Some of us like baseball. Some of us might like basketball. Some of us might not like sports at all. Some of us like vanilla ice cream. Some like chocolate ice cream. But we all like to follow Jesus, don't we? We learned a lot about ourselves, but we learned a lot about each other, too. We played the same kind of game with the new teachers. Now, on Friday, all those new teachers joined all the teachers that we've had for years and all of our staff people, too. And I got a new thing to do on Friday. I got to serve them. We had lunch catered in, and we brought desserts, and we invited everybody in the college. And 15 of us stood there for 2 hours and served everybody that came through our line. And it was a really humbling experience to serve other people. Those people serve our students. They serve us. They do a lot all year long. And yet for 2 hours, we served them food, filled their plates, and we got a lot of thank yous and just how nice it was to have somebody serve them. And in Luke, and this for those of you who were here last week and I couldn't find my Bible verse, I got it today. In Luke chapter 12, verse 51, Jesus says, "Do you think I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I have come to bring strife and division." Now, that's not a verse we would think would be in the Bible, is it? Because Jesus came. We know he came to save us from sin. We know he came to die on the cross. We know that he came to live among us, to show us how to live. But in this verse, he says he has come not to bring peace. And what he's trying to tell us is that as different as we all were with vanilla and chocolate ice cream, there are a lot of us out there who, the last question I asked, and everybody jumped over here because we want to follow Jesus, there are people out here in the world that don't. There are people that would have been on that side of the line. People that don't want to follow Jesus, or maybe they don't even know they can. And this is the reason we are here, to tell others about Jesus, to lead them across that line so that they want to follow Jesus too, that we may serve others so that they know that they can follow Jesus, just like we do. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the many opportunities that we have to serve others. We thank you for the life of Jesus, for the many lessons that he has taught us, but most of all, for the lesson of being able to follow him in our everyday life and to show others how following him is the way that we should live. In Jesus' precious name, amen.